Well, this Wednesday, it is time to check in with our annual check-in for the town of Fort Mill. And we are joined with Jaconna Hester, who is the events coordinator. And again, we love when our friends of the show bring their friends. And so Dina Griffin is with her today. And Dina, you are the assistant events coordinator for the town of Fort Mill. So welcome in.
Good morning.
I love it when I get these emails from you, Jaconna, and you know, you're listing all the events, and there's never time for you to say that you're bored in the town of Fort Mill,
never,
right?
Never.
And I know that you have had the Fort Mill Farmers and Artisans Market, that's been going on. That starts when? In May and goes through the fall?
Right. It goes through the end of October. It's every Saturday, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Veterans Park, 106 North White Street. And it's just full of produce, baked goods. We have plants. We have, of course, our artisan and craftsmen. There's always coffee, meats, eggs, you name it, it's out there. Just full of great stuff. So come and shop with us every Saturday morning.
And what time does that open?
At 9 a.m. 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. every Saturday.
And I know that there's something exciting coming up at the last Saturday of the month. And Dina, I'm going to turn that over to you. I know that that's something that you've been working really hard on.
Yes. So we have our Christmas in July market. That is going to be our evening market from 5 to 8 at Veterans Park. And we'll have Santa will be making a special visit.
Now, is he going to have his dark red hot suit on, or will he be in something more summertime?
He'd be in his summertime.
Oh, okay. Yes. Well, that's worth coming out for right there. Yes. To see how Santa dresses in summer.
That's right.
Right.
Get those wish lists ready.
That's right.
And we'll have some roving entertainment. Rudy the reindeer will be there. We'll have some toy soldiers and a gingerbread man.
That's fun.
And we'll also have Santa's workshop where you can decorate a cookie. We'll have some other workshops with one of our vendors making some sugar scrubs. You can do a holiday scent or you can do another fun scent. And we'll also have some giveaways. We'll have food trucks there and also our fantastic fire truck. It'll be a foam party.
Oh, yeah. That's fun.
Yeah, we can't have snow, but we can have foam.
Now, is this the first time that y'all have ever done Christmas in July for a part of the Artisans Market?
This is our second
year. Okay. Yeah. Now, will the market happen on that Saturday? So this is going to take place on Saturday, July the 26th, and you said it kicks off at 5. Will the market happen earlier that morning as well, or this will be the event for the day? So make that note. We won't have the normal market on that Saturday from 9 to noon, but we will have the evening market. It's from 5 to 8. That's exciting. And then Tribute Fest is also coming up, Jaconna.
Yes. Yeah, we have a great evening plan with just music and food. Every year we try to bring in some type of tribute. And this year it's going to be Rock the 90s Tribute Band. Oh. They're going to kick us off at 6 o'clock. And it's just the ultimate time machine for the 90s, or for the favorite music from that time period, all the songs we know and love. And then at 7:30 p.m. we have Guardians of the Jukebox. And that's just another 80s time experience. And what's amazing about them is behind them they have video clips from favorite movies of that time.
Oh, that, that's
commercials,
right up Miller's alley, right down the hall.
Movie clips. Yes, all that is playing behind them as they're singing all of these smash
that's
hits.
Really cool.
And they are just so high energy. We've seen them before, and they are amazing. So it's just going
to
be a fun night.
That brings
night.
Me to another question. Like, do y'all get to go scout out these bands? What does that look like? Do you get to go scout them out? Dina, you're laughing over there. Maybe some you brought, maybe some you haven't.
Yes.
I've actually
seen this band twice.
Okay.
So we went.
That's a fun part of the job.
Yes. Yeah. Sometimes we get to find great bands at some of the conferences we go to, but then we love them so much you went to see them.
That's really fun. So they're that good. Yeah. Like that not only you're bringing them here, but you've gone to see them twice.
Yes.
Why does the town of Fort Mill think that events like this are so important? I mean, I have driven by one time forgetting that it was going on. And I mean, there's people everywhere. And I think that's sometimes the beauty of living in a small town. But why does the town of Fort Mill just think that this is important to do?
Yeah, we love just bringing, events to our community. It just brings our community together. You know, it's a fun thing to go to and experience, and it just brings everyone out to be able to have a fun time together, get to know new people, meet up with your friends in the community out there. But it is, they just bring our community together. We just came off of all of our fantastic Independence Day celebrations, you know, and it's just amazing just to see how everybody comes together, families and friends, and just having a great time.
Especially in Fort Mill, where you've got so many new people that are moving in. But at times like this, it's you just kind of all gather together, and you do. It's just that hometown, small town feel, and it's so fun. We are speaking with Jaconna Hester and Dina Griffin, who are the events coordinator and the assistant events coordinator for the town of Fort Mill. Again, that is Tribute Fest. That's going to take place on Friday, August the 1st. It kicks off at 6.
Yes.
And goes till 9 right there at the amphitheater at Walter Elijah Park. And I cannot believe that we are already getting ready to talk about this in the heat of the summer. But, Jaconna, the Scarecrow Crawl registration kicks off when?
Yes.
We are ready for fall.
That's right. Fall is right around the corner. So Friday, August the 1st, we will have those registrations open for the Scarecrow Crawl. This will be our 11th year doing this. You know, we do have a cap of scarecrows, so make sure you get those registrations in early.
And I know we see these everywhere. It's definitely grown. And you said this is the 11th year. How many scarecrows did you have the first time you ever did this? Do you remember?
It was less than 10.
Wow. Wow. And so now it's grown to 160.
Yeah. Last year we ended up with around 160. We try to keep it around 150.
Okay. Can anybody sign up to do a scarecrow? Or is that, like, who can sign up to do this?
Yeah, it can be individuals, families, businesses, schools, you know, organizations, just anyone that wants to do a scarecrow. You just fill out that registration. We do try to get a variety, so if we get too many registrations, we try to sort through, just so we are covering, you know, a good gamut of people and organizations and things like that.
Does it sell out pretty quick? I mean, how long does it take to get to that 150? I mean, a couple, like, do they need to get on it on August 1st? Is it?
Yes, okay. Yes, yes.
Dina's over there. Shaking
yes.
And I know that you do a lot of fun things with the scarecrows. So there's a contest, of course. What are some of the, what are we judging when it comes to the scarecrows?
Yeah, we have different ones like the best school, you know, we have like the best business, the most creative. Okay. Different categories like that. We have about 5 different categories that the public can vote on. Yeah, and we'll have a Facebook vote for that.
Okay. And I know that when you first started, it started on Main Street, and now it just kind of spreads all the way through downtown Fort Mill.
Yeah. Everywhere you go, you're at a stop light, they're there.
I go to church in Fort Mill, and so, you know, I'm right there in the heart. And some, you know, when they start going up, you kind of get, you're like, oh my gosh, the scarecrows. And they go up pretty early. When do they start going up?
Well, October the 3rd will be the first, not 4th, that first Friday in October.
Yeah.
But the public starts putting them up like about a week and a half ahead of that.
Yeah, and I mean, some of them are eye catching. I mean, you'll
forget. You'll think it's a person standing there.
So, where do people need to go if they do want to register?
The applications will be at fortmillsc.gov, and just follow Town of Fort Mill on social media.
Okay.
We'll be promoting about that during that time to remind everyone about registration.
All right, make sure that you remember. Scarecrow registration, August 1st, sells out quick. The cap is 150.
Yes.
All right, I think we got it all in. One last plug, Christmas in July is going to take place on Saturday evening.
5 to 8.
No market in the morning.
Correct.
Right. All right. Well, again, thank you, ladies, for being here. This is Jaconna Hester
and
Dina Griffin, who are the events coordinators for the town of Fort Mill.